Now, to your health on WTOP.
Are you tough enough to be an Olympic cross-country skier? Fairfax Hackley from Body Mass Gym spoke to Sean and Dimitri to say, probably not.
It's so tough because, number one, of the muscle groups that are worked, the amount of work that you have to put in to become a great cross-country skier, and if you don't have the intestinal fortitude to go out in that cold and that weather to be able to do that event, it makes you a very, very, very weak person if you cannot do it.
It makes you feel like one anyway.
Yes, it does. Yeah. It does. It's really tough on the body. It's tough on the mind. But those who can master it are some of the most tough and resilient athletes on the planet.
What muscles are used?
You know, Dimitri, what muscles don't you use in cross-country skiing? I mean, the emphasis really is on the quadriceps, hamstrings, the core, lower back, hips, ankle strength, you know, but in the upper body, you have to use the front and rear deltoids. You also have to use your pecs, your triceps, your biceps. And what's most important is you need to have a strong heart. You know, that's something that if you go out side and you're really working that hard, if your heart, your cardiovascular is not on point, you won't do well in that sport. So again, a lot of it comes down to not only your strength and endurance, but also proper technique and efficiency of your form.
Give us an idea of what the training is like.
Well, you know, it's totally brutal because it's, again, year round. You're training up in the mountains, you're biking, you're running, you're even swimming, you're lifting weights. So anything that's going to make you stronger on the hills and mountains are something that you would incorporate. So believe it or not, they are using techniques that involve year-round training, whether that's, you know, in the winter, spring, and summer. They never really have a time off because the sport is that competitive and that tough. And when you consider that the Norwegians are number one in the world, and then you look at the Finns and the Swedes, and believe it or not, the Italians and the Germans are not too far behind. So if you're being chased by those guys in a race, you're going to go pretty fast.
How many calories does this burn?
You know, depending upon the weight of the person, the terrain, the distance, the duration, you can burn upwards of 1,000 calories per hour. I mean, it's a really, really intense sport. It's something that I did when I was in college because I went to Dartmouth. I tried it for a couple of days. give me back my car.
Oh, my gosh.
I want to do that because it was not fun. It's really brutal. It's so hard on your body, especially your lungs and your breathing. I'm so impressed by these people who can do this.
Still, if you want to get in monumental shape, you might want to try this. Any tips on getting started?
Well, the first thing you need to do is talk to someone who actually does it, because technique is very, very important, technique and form. So if you're not efficient out there in the snow, let me tell you, it's going to be a very, very long afternoon spending it in the woods. Hopefully, you're a fast runner and the wolves can chase you back out so you get back to the ski lodge. But the main thing is, try dry land training. You can get a set of poles and you can actually mimic some of the movements for your upper body. You can do rollerblades, which is very, very good. You can get these ski rollers, which if you're a little bit more experienced and have good balance, they're an excellent way to cross-country ski, get your stamina and endurance up, and then it's a lot of fun.
That is Fairfax Hackley from Body Mass Gym in your Best Body Report.